Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Love is a battlefield.
I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
In the year 1795, the 26-year-old Napoleon Bonaparte rode the French Revolution's wave of chaos and social upheaval. He was a masterful rising general of the French forces who'd become more and more of an international celebrity. Notorious, but powerful. Yet somehow, during all of this, the young man had time to write a book. And not just any book, a romance novel. Today on Ghost Town, Napoleon as a brooding artist, expressed through his romance novel, Clisson et Eugénie. Though it's classified as fiction, if I'm being totally honest, which I am, of course, historians agree that the book is really nonfiction, a fictionalized, moody-ass account of Napoleon's failed relationship with his ex-fiancée, Bernadine Eugénie Désirée Clary, the future queen consort of Sweden and Norway. According to one Redditor named IllustriousMost6097, who read the book in its entirety, great job, Clisson et Eugénie reeks of a, quote, sexually frustrated teenage fantasy from an ego-driven man who hadn't yet figured out love. But first, the real story. Clary and Napoleon got engaged in 1795. There was already a family connection there, as Clary's sister was married to Napoleon's older brother. However, due to his rigorous military obligations, and likely being a difficult person both to work with and to be engaged to, their relationship soon ended. But of course, if you remember your high school history, Napoleon would find love again. He rebounded quickly with his future wife, Josephine, the mistress of his commanding officer, just a year later. But if that's not exceptional and crazy enough, the book gives it a little bit more literary pizzazz. We'll talk about it more after this break. So what is Clisson et Eugénie about? Well, there are spoilers ahead, so if you haven't read this book from 1795, maybe skip this episode. Okay. Clisson et Eugénie is about a man named Clisson, got it right, a military genius and hero who is charismatic yet kind-hearted. Through his many achievements, and there are many, he ascends the ranks, looking for glory but also for love. He then meets pure-hearted, beautiful Eugénie, and they fall madly in love. Of course they do, of course, okay. But duty to Clisson's country takes him away from romantic bliss. While he wins victories on the battlefield, his relationship implodes. Eugénie develops feelings for a nice guy subordinate officer, and Clisson loses it, climactically engineering his own death at the front lines while charging towards an enemy by, quote, letting thousands of merciless bullets pierce his body. Yes, thousands. Thus dying as a, quote, noble and heroic figure. The manuscript had previously been unpublished, fragmented, and dispersed among very rich bibliophiles, surprise, surprise, so actually, publishing a draft proved challenging. One part was found with a horticulturist who worked for Josephine that was sold to a Cuban national who sold it to an Italian autograph dealer and ended up in a manuscript library in Santa Barbara. Still another part was owned by a French financier and a huge Napoleon fan, and another lived at a state historical museum in Moscow. Napoleon made lots of attempts, many drafts, and pieces of these parts, again, notes, whatever, had a lot of overlap and were disorganized and were floating in their own elite spheres all over the world. Eventually, these people, again, for the love of Napoleon, compared notes, and a definitive edition was finally pieced together in 2007. Yeah, pretty late. And yet, all of this work to create this book. What was it for? Was it even good? Well, according to that Redditor who actually read the whole thing, IllustriousMost6097, quote, Napoleon's literary talent was lacking. His writing is clunky, awkward, and reads like a disjointed diary entry. Some passages are so cringeworthy they'd make a middle school fanfic look polished. Perhaps his disdain for novels, dismissing them as servants' reading material unworthy of a real man, stemmed from his own struggles as a failed novelist. Sour grapes much? I have not admittedly read it myself, but again, how good can you be when you can't even make up a new name for the hero's love interest? I don't know. Again, these are all judgments. Unlike most of Napoleon's successes, which were wild beyond the imagination and secured him a notorious place in world history forevermore, Clisson et Eugénie is a book with big romantic ideas that falls short, or seem to fall short. At least, that's what I'm gathering from the pieces that I myself read. It has, if I may, a bit of its own Napoleon complex. Sorry.